Hello and welcome to What's New at LGRU, the Local Government Information Unit. We are a non-partisan, non-profit organisation for local government and anyone with an interest in local democracy. I'm Freya, one of your co-hosts today.
And I'm Simone, your other host. This podcast is just one of the many ways we tell you what's happening in the world of local government and what our team at LGRU are working on at the moment. So Freya, tell us, what's new at LGRU?
Well, the main thing we want to talk about this week at LGRU is our Global Local Newsletter. Now, you've heard me mention it a lot on this podcast, but we thought we'd reverse back a little and make sure all our lovely listeners know exactly what the newsletter is all about and why we can't stop talking about how great it is.
So today, I'm going to ask Freya, who's our interim head of content, all about where Global Local began, what it's become today, and where we hope to see it go in the future. So Freya, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tell us, what is Global Local?
Global Local is our weekly topical newsletter. Every Wednesday, we explore a new topic to find the best ideas, innovation, and case studies in local government worldwide. It's a really rewarding newsletter to work on. You get to see a lot of inspiring good work firsthand, and we've got a great platform for people to share the work they are doing with each other, and you get to just learn so much about the sheer depth and breadth of what local government does everywhere. I cannot stop raving about it. I just think it's brilliant.
It's an absolutely stellar newsletter. And, you know, newsletters, I think, are coming back in vogue, in fashion. So I think we are actually ahead of the curve on this one.
Definitely. If this is the only one you read, I think you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing.
To me, I feel like Global Local is a bit broader than just a newsletter. Mm-hmm. It encompasses a lot of different things, Global Local. For example, the Global Local Executive Panels, which we've spoke about in a previous episode and which you work on predominantly, Simone.
Yeah.
But it's also been a magazine, it's global briefings, it's international case studies of best practice, and it's the global network of local government professionals and advocates who are making connections to help each other, which is just so, so positive and so, so brilliant to be part of. It really does represent a future that we want to see at LGRU around building local government up on an international scale so that communities everywhere can benefit.
I think that's so crucial to highlight, actually. So if you haven't seen Global Local, something to know about it is that it is honestly, every single just story, every single line of it is full of case studies, evidence from how local government around the world are solving really practical issues. And that is, first of all, that's at the heart of what we're all about here at LGRU, but that's what we hear from our members, from the local government community, is actually what you guys are asking for. And I think that if you haven't gotten to take a look at this, you will absolutely love it.
Definitely. I couldn't have said it better. I think you're spot on there. It really is. I think it's what people in the sector are almost missing and don't realize how much they're missing out on. And it's that shared ownership of what it means to be in local government and how we go about tackling the global challenges that unite us all. Challenges like climate change, for example, they're obviously global in nature, but we all know that it comes home to roost in the local communities. And that's why local government is at the center of tackling this.
So true. Oh my God. Local government is the heart and soul of tackling things like climate change, things like housing, things like elections worldwide are absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
So on that, tell us, what has been your favorite edition of the newsletter that you have produced so far?
Oh gosh, that is a big question and a tough one.
It's a hard one.
Global Local dates back to July 2021. So you think that's a weekly newsletter. We have covered so, so much across almost 3 years. So if I had to pick just one, I think a personal favorite for me was the edition we did on dark tourism around Halloween last year.
I've heard you talk about this one. I know you love it. It's such a good one.
It was so, so good. I really, really enjoyed working on that for several reasons. I think it's a really fascinating topic that is so underexplored. And
can you say what dark tourism is, Freya, for those of our listeners who don't actually know?
Dark tourism refers to places that might have an association with a tragedy or a past event that has potentially dark connotations. It can also be ghost stories, a bit spooky, and having folklore and a sort of history associated with the place. So that history in particular is what attracts people to come to the area. It can also be a really poignant place where people learn about the tragedy, understand it better, even dispel a lot of misconceptions that can come around these sorts of incidents. So it's definitely something that you can find everywhere.
It's everywhere. My parents just went to the Legacy Museum in Montgomery, Alabama, and they said it was such a good experience. They said it was really, really meaningful and would recommend it.
Yeah, that sounds so interesting. And for the edition of Global Local that we did, one of the things I was so excited about was we actually got the mayor of Salem to contribute a piece about the impact of dark tourism from a local government perspective and talking about advice for other local governments dealing with this. Because obviously Salem being...
The witch trials.
Exactly. And one of the most internationally recognisable dark tourism hotspots in the world. So I was so excited to get that feature in the newsletter. And we also partnered with a academic from Minnesota who is now working with us to bring her research to the UK to do more research into the sort of cross comparison of how dark tourism is dealt with across these different countries, which is just so amazing to see the long tail of the impact of these different topics that we cover in the newsletter. It's brilliant, and the perspectives that we get.
Yeah, it really is making an impact, as you say, and you can see those ripple effects happening even past the editions.
Yeah.
I mean, your team of writers has managed to find some really brilliant case studies and interviews over the years, and they've been featured in the newsletter, in the magazine. Can you tell us which interview that you feel, if you were going to recommend one interview for everyone to read, which one would it be and why?
Oh, that's almost as hard as the first question. We have definitely been spoiled with the interviews that we've managed to get. It's just so, so beautiful as an editor to see that people trust your platform, to see that they want to contribute their stories to what you do. So let me think. Good interviews we've had. I mean, we've never had a bad one.
No.
But I could be a bit biased. I would say we've had a really good piece from the Miami-Dade mayor about extreme heat. We also then had a contribution from the Athens heat officer. So these really, really key places where they're dealing with, you know, increasingly problematic issue, providing advice to others.
Both in Miami and in Athens. Brilliant.
So global. I love talking to Carl Austin Behan, who is the LGBTQ plus advisor to the Greater Manchester mayor. And he gave so much good information around running pride events and how that can look so different in different communities. But the interview that I think everyone should read, more so now than ever, with how increasingly divided the world is becoming, is our fantastic interview with Chief Robert Joseph. He is a professional peace builder and the founder and ambassador of Reconciliation Canada. And our colleague B managed to source that interview and did an amazing write-up. And it's just, reading it made me feel so quite emotional. I felt like it was so good to hear that perspective about how communities can come together in very testing times.
That is so perfect. And we work so much with Australia, and we know that kind of topic can be super relevant there as well. I mean, it is everywhere in all communities, but just kind of another example of how these topics are so, so impactful everywhere we are. Okay, so last question. Well, actually, it's more like a task, but for anybody still on the fence about whether they should sign up to Global Local, now, we know your inboxes are full, guys, so do not feel pressure, but...
Feel a bit of pressure.
A little pressure. Give us the 30-second elevator pitch about what you're missing out on.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the first thing I have to say is it's free. I mean, that's got to be a great selling point in an elevator pitch.
Great selling point.
It's free. It's quick. Every edition starts with a 3-minute fundamentals on the topic. So you can really pick up, you know, the basics of what we're talking about very quickly. You'll discover so much about local government everywhere. You'll gain all these new perspectives, and you'll get a chance to learn about how your counterparts in other countries are tackling the same challenges that you're up against. I have to say that we just keep getting more and more brilliant contributions, like the ones I've mentioned already. It really is becoming a space where people want to help each other, and it's everything the future of local government should be about and more. And if that doesn't sell it for you, I just don't know what will.
It's so good.
And I really recommend signing up.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thanks so much for letting me grill you today, Freya. It has been amazing to talk about Global Local. And hopefully all of our listeners are just hitting that sign up button that we will put in their show notes, because we would love to send you the newsletter. And if you are somebody in local government that has an idea for a story that you'd love to share with the world, then please contact us, reach out to Freya, and we would love to feature it.
Yes, definitely do that. I am always jumping to get as many stories and perspectives into the newsletter as possible.
Wonderful. Well, should we jump into our next segment?
Yeah, I think it's a good time to do that. Let's do it. So at LGIU, we're all about keeping up to date with the latest and greatest news of the local government sector.
And that's why our members get an exclusive daily news service at the start of every morning to keep them informed. But if you're looking for a taster of what's happening in the world of local government, we've still got you covered.
The headlines this week. In a move towards sustainability, 12 councils in southern Sydney, Australia, have undergone a trial project to use the rubber from old tyres in road construction. The researchers from the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology have now released the findings of their study, and the results have been really positive. Not only does the use of recycled rubber improve the road's durability and service life, but it also reduces environmental impact. The development has significant implications for the future of road construction, and the researchers hope to see more and more councils consider adopting this approach as they strive to create more sustainable and durable infrastructure.
The City of Vancouver in Canada is seeking to modernize its services by exploring the use of digital credential technology. Digital credentials, which are used by recognized authorities, allow organizations to trust their legitimacy without having to contact the issuing authority. The city's aim is to reduce the need for time-consuming manual verification steps in permitting and licensing services. They expect this move will speed up the time it takes for residents to fill out forms, something that we would all appreciate, and also make it easier and more efficient for businesses to expand their operations across different municipalities.
And over in Germany, affordable balcony solar panels are a growing trend, with more than 360,000 registered since 2023. Berlin is a particular hotspot, and as a result, the city government has launched a generous subsidy to encourage residents to adopt solar. They are offering up to €500 for a single plug-and-go panel. So far, around 10,000 people have applied for the funding, with an approval rate of about two-thirds. In addition, the German parliament made changes last week around balcony solar, which will help make registration simpler and allow modules to reach up to 800 watts.
All right, now let's look ahead at what's coming up at LGIU over the next few weeks. Freya, want to kick us off?
Yeah, absolutely. After I've given Global Local so much love today, I feel like I've definitely got to tease some of the upcoming topics. So next week, we're looking at modern fathers and their developing role in families, in education and in caregiving. We'll also be taking a look at issues around depopulation and how local government is addressing this. And we're exploring the power of procurement and how local government can leverage it for the greater good. Outside of Global Local, we're also preparing for the Irish local elections, which are happening in June. We're helping our members in Scotland get to grips with all the political change happening at the moment.
A lot of change happening over there.
Oh yeah. And our partners in Australia, SGS Economics and Planning, have just released their fantastic Cities and Regions Wellbeing Index. So definitely worth checking that out. It's all super, super interesting. And as always, we are super, super busy. So Simone, tell us what's coming up on the LGIU calendar.
On the LGIU calendar, we have a few things that I wanted to mention. First, if the Cities and Regions Wellbeing Index sounds interesting to you, there is a live Q&A event happening, so please do check that out. It's actually at 12:30 p.m. AEST. So for our UK members, it's a little bit of a tricky one. That's like a 3:30 a.m. start time, so don't sweat it too much. But for our Australian listeners, absolutely check it out. So another couple of things just to put on your radar is if you missed our How to Write an Impactful Briefing session, we've got a training coming up that I think would be really interesting for you, Or if you were able to attend that session and want to kind of take your writing to the next level, join us for our Preparing Reports for Committees and Cabinet session. So this one is on the 21st of May. It is at 9:30 a.m. BST. And in it, we are diving into planning, structuring, and writing reports, identifying what goes in, where, writing clearly and concisely, and tons of other really practical and helpful things. Last thing to mark on your diaries is another training session that folks will really appreciate if they are a newly elected counselor. So we just had elections here in England, and we are going to be having Irish local elections, as you mentioned, Freya, and we've got a training coming up that will be really helpful for folks. So that is going to be on the 18th of June at 9:30 a.m. BST. And this one is really going to dive into understanding roles and responsibilities, really identifying and excelling at meeting those personal targets, and building relationships, because that is a really fundamental part of being a counselor.
It all sounds so, so good. Okay, that's it for now, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to find more from us at LGIU, come and visit our website at lgiu.org to discover everything we have to offer.
And don't forget to sign up to Global Local to enjoy our global community of local government professionals and advocates for local democracy. Check out the show notes for everything we've mentioned today. And until next time, see you soon.